وكانت عين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير ولا الضالين. We have set aside to deal with problems and questions that are peculiar to us. By that, I mean that we have to deal with in our mind or in our daily life that other people perhaps don't have to deal with. Either because they don't have a history like ours, or they don't have problems like ours. So this has been set aside, we call it community, and it has been set aside for us to talk about the things that bother us, either as questions or as problems in our life. And discuss those things that bother us as individuals and also that bother us as Bedouin people, as Bedouin people. Right now, you know there's a problem in Chicago that I believe concerns Bedouin people, or should touch Bedouin people more so than any other people. That's the integrating school. Great school in Chicago, and they're having problems. We had some Muslim brother coming from the west, and they came through that neighborhood, and their car windows were broken out. They could have been killed, but all praises to Allah, they weren't. But this is a problem. All of these are problems. And the brothers, they said, we want to do something about this. What should we do? So I told them, just have patience and wait and see what will happen. And the community is watching, we are watching. At the right time, when the right time comes, if there is something that we can do, something wise and proper for us to do, we'll do it. I was there, Sunday morning, I was there, radio interviewer. She asked, what did I think of demonstrations in this day and time? So I told her I didn't think they were good, I thought they were out of time. I don't feel something can be done. The problem is still here. It's out of date. I told the sister exactly what I want you to hear. That is, these people are ignorant. They're making all the fuss about somebody. They're ignorant. They're not intelligent. And people who insisting upon going into that, they're ignorant too. So really the big problem is to educate the people, to make the people see that so that they can behave intelligently. If there is a really absolute need for Bedouin to go in a Caucasian school, by that we don't mean the school belongs to Caucasian. Chicago school belongs to all the Chicago citizens. But if a Bedouin has to go to a school that is people of that community, that's cool, the parents and children that don't want them in. That is an absolute necessity. I don't think that one parent can go in there and make all the problems for themselves and for others. If they discover that it's going to be a big problem, I think right away what they should do is begin educating those people in that community. And education, human beings are basically sensible. They're not crazy creatures. They can't understand. We can reach people with understanding. But we just have to find out what's missing with them and give them that. That's all you have to do. And people will see their problems and solve them as human beings. But the big problem is nobody wants to spend money. And that's what's needed. To educate ignorant people. I don't mean stupid people. I want some information in order for them to live with reality. And there are many of us who haven't been given that information. We've been kept in reality that would not the people who are keeping us in that kind of reality to give us information that will change that reality. But now, reality is outdated. What I mean, separation of race. All those people that believe that color consciousness thing, separation of white and black, don't think that killed them. Yes. Their parents and both parents and their schools and their churches have taught them that. They're not guilty. So just like the churches, schools, the media, the society have been guilty of keeping these prejudices, these hateful prejudices, they should accept responsibility for that guilt as they have done the evil that probably paid the people. They have been educated. Have they heard what Dr. King said? That's not enough. That's not the way that he was. Those people have been told that Dr. King was the devil. A troublemaker. A black devil. Many of them were told that by their pastor. So those people need is messages to be given to them through TV, radio, textbooks. Everything they should design all this the educational literature and TV and radio, all these things should be designed to correct the ignorance in the society. Money they have to spend millions of dollars to correct the wrong than it is to let it go until the house falls apart. People. Yeah, people throw stones and rocks at cars coming through that neighborhood and doing not doing school hours, doing the late hours of the day and the evening. Those people not going to school, bus program. They know that. So that means that those people are just silly-minded people. If they're grown up doing that, they're like silly-minded children. They have to be educated. Some of the best way to do it is to go in and beat their brains off. But that won't do nothing but fire them. They're fine to do more and give others that are hiding. They let the little off the devilishment. But there are some big fools that's old in their head and got a little more sense. But they're fools too. They have behind the scenes. Waiting for a lot of trouble to be made and for you to be involved in it, then they'll come out and say, see, don't you whites and blacks can't do this. You see what the niggas did? Came over here and started a war. Now the war is on. You see, that's what they would like. They would like to have something like that. So we should be aware of that. Don't let these ignorant people pull us into that trap. What is this if one black or one African get hurt or get killed over there? What is that? That's nothing. You told all this and it is something. Look how many have gotten killed for that. For nothing. Now, if one or two get killed, for us to win the battle, that's nothing. Many of you are ready for 200, 2,000 of you killed, right? Okay, but look, if you just keep quiet, the people who are making this trouble are losers. That's why they're making the trouble, because they know they're losers. The only way they can win is to pull us into that foolishness. That's the only way they can win. Time is against them. World opinion is against them. The law of the United States is against them. The majority of the citizens of America are against them. Everything is against them. They have nothing working for them unless they can pull us into that simple-mindedness. So, brothers and sisters, let's bear it patiently. I know it hurt us. It hurt me to know that our kind can't travel through a street or through a certain neighborhood without fearing that somebody's going to throw a rock at them or stop the car and beat them up. That hurts me. But bear patience. Those people that's making that trouble, that time is up. They have nothing going for them unless we get into that foolishness. And believe me, if they make enough trouble, if they make enough trouble now, we can go in. Now let me explain this. When they make so much trouble, that the police and everybody complain, saying we need to do something about this. We'll go ahead and we'll relieve them of the problem. We'll take a lot of burden off of those people that don't know how to take care of the problem. Or nobody wants to kill. And hurt them in a fashion that will stay in their minds for the next 10,000 years. But don't let them hurt us. And they can hurt us if we get into foolishness with them. The little trouble that they start, police can have them. Police will have them. City will have them. If a bunch of numbers, great number of them come out, and the city say we need the National Guard, we're going to tell them, you don't need the National Guard. We got a relief crew. Just wait. we'll assist you. We ain't going to do nothing to talk to them. And with very strong language. They're going to use some very strong language. And no kidding, I go there in the neighborhood, you know, with loudspeakers, truck loudspeakers. And I would tell them what the problem is. And tell them, we don't have that problem. Then really, we don't see any need to bother you in this neighborhood. But there are some people who see a need, and they have just came to be over here. So you just put aside your foolishness like we put aside ours. And accept these people like you're supposed to, like decent human beings. We're going to praise you for being men and women. But if you come out here with some more trouble, we're waiting. And if they come out, just take care of business. Just take care of business. In a big way. In a big way. That's right. Continuing the history of the life that is the life we inherited. See, the life we live, we call it our own life, but really the life we live is inherited. And if you don't inherit much, you don't have much. The more you inherit, the more life you have. Our problem is getting our minds to understand that we need to preserve the good that we have from the past. That's the big problem for us. We live as though the past has no meaning. All there is today. No past, no future. We get our money and we spend it just on the immediate thing. What do I want today? Well, I want chicken, I want fish, I want lamb, I want vegetables, or I want to put some money on my car. All these things are things of the day. They're going to go away. Amen.